This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. If you've ever looked into the cost of an MRI or some other healthcare test, you know there's a big range. And now that people are paying more and more of the cost of their care, many people are asking why healthcare prices vary so much. This summer, I spoke on air with WBUR's Martha Biebinger when she needed an MRI and was trying to be cost-conscious by comparing prices. She recently got the bill for that test and is with me in the studio to talk about her reaction. Martha, fair to say you experienced some sticker shock?
That's fair, Sasha, yes. So I had had this series of migraines this summer, and my doctor suggested an MRI to check just to make sure there was nothing besides headaches going on. And I went to Newton Wellesley because that's where my doctor is, and that's where he suggested. I thought I was choosing a mid-range option among high and low-cost providers in Massachusetts, but the bill was for $7,468.
For your MRI, which I should add, you had thought might be unnecessary. Did everything end up being okay?
Yes, the test showed that I just happened to have a brain with a propensity for migraine headaches. So somebody spent all this money on me. And in fact, I had two tests. I had an MRI and an MRA, which is a type of MRI. So one lesson I learned is be sure you know what you're being referred for. And if you're going to get charged for two tests, be prepared for that.
You showed me your bill, and $7,468 is what Newton Wellesley charged for the tests. And if you include the charge for reading the test, the total is almost $8,000.
Right.
Now, we should clarify that the only people who would actually pay that full amount are people who don't have health insurance. So $8,000 is almost certainly not what your insurer will end up paying.
That's correct, Sasha, but it took a long time to figure that out because it doesn't say that anywhere on the bill that I got from the hospital. And I thought that since the hospital knows I'm a Blue Cross member, that they'd send me the Blue Cross rate, you know, what Blue Cross was going to pay for the test. But because different insurance companies negotiate different rates with different hospitals, you don't really know from the hospital what you're being charged. You have to ask a lot of questions to figure that out.
And you called some labs beforehand to try to get an estimate. One of the labs you called was Shields. It's this big name chain that specializes in MRIs and other radiology tests. And Shields said it would have charged you between $2,000 and $3,600 for the same set of tests. So basically a quarter to a half of the Newton Wellesley $8,000 charge. Do you know why there's that huge price difference?
Well, I can tell you what Newton Wellesley told me, which is that it costs a lot to keep a hospital open 24 hours a day. Hospitals lose a lot of money on some services and make it up on other services, MRIs or other tests or a place that they often make it up. And hospitals say they lose money taking care of patients with Medicare, that's mostly for the elderly, or Medicaid, that's government insurance mostly for the poor. So private insurance payers like me end up paying more for these tests so that the hospitals can have everything on balance in the end.
You also talked to Shields, the lab, about those reasons. What did Shields say?
Well, they acknowledge that they don't have all the overhead of a hospital, but Tom Shields, the company's president, says charging more for an MRI to make up for losing money on other services is just a sign that healthcare finances are really broken.
You're reimbursing for diagnostic imaging at a very high rate to justify the underpayment for other lines of health care. It's sort of like justifying the $500 ACE bandage. The logic isn't there.
Martha, let's look at the bigger picture here, because we're not just talking about this to gawk at your MRI bill. This is an example of how hard it is for patients to be smart consumers when it comes to their health care.
Yes, Sasha. We're trying to do a lot here at WBUR to help people understand all of the changes that are happening in health care, aimed mostly at reducing costs. So we have the healthcare industry telling us to shop around, to be smart consumers, to make wise choices, and yet it's really difficult to do that because we don't understand how hospitals set prices. It often seems very arbitrary, and we're left trying to make some changes that are very difficult to make.
And as a result, it seems that there's a long way to go before we have a transparent, easy-to-understand healthcare system.
That's how it looks to me, Sasha.
That's WBUR's healthcare reporter, Martha Biebinger. You can read more about this issue at her blog, Healthcare Savvy. Martha, thanks.
Thank you, Sasha.